Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach about truth, justice, and the American way, which is under assault. Unbelievable. The direction that the Democratic, my goodness, I cannot believe what they are doing, what they are saying, what they believe, what they want. It is absolutely a travesty. And it just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. My dad was a Democrat. Growing up in Boston, I remember he would get the Boston Traveler. That was the newspaper that he would get every day and sit there and he would read that newspaper. And it was essentially the Democratic version for, at the time, the Boston Globe was really Republican. But he would just, because he was so strong with those Democratic values from Missouri, where he was born and raised, and where my brother Dick was born. I was born in Des Moines, Iowa. I mean, we got central Midwestern values in this. It's just, and we listen to these people, and they're Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and Presley and their Tlaib, they're having a news conference really as we are having our program right now, talking about, you know, how bad our nation is. And it's just the best we've been in financially decades. In my lifetime. Richard, how are you today?
Good. I was just watching a little bit of it too, and you know, all you have to do is listen to the fact that 73% of this country wants nothing to do with socialism. And these four can spout all they want and cry racism and all of this stuff. But, you know, they're not going anywhere. And I'll tell you one thing, if the Democratic Party continues to let these people run rampant, that they are going to lose big time next year. I mean, big, big time. Because this country wants nothing to do with this stuff. You know, they want to make 80%. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
go ahead, Richard.
I was going to say with their Greenpeace ideas are just ludicrous, you know, that, and they want to ask the Federal Reserve for $10 trillion in order to try and turn this country away from planes, away from gas cars, make solar power and wind power the avenue of our electric grid. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous. It really is, and it really baffles me that there is anyone, I mean anyone out there that listens to these people. And I think the younger people, the only reason they'll listen to them, like Bernie Sanders, free college, or we'll get rid of all your debt. I mean, that's ludicrous too, but you know, the kids like to listen to things like that.
They do. And, you know, with Trump defending Nancy Pelosi against these people, you know, a lot of people say, why in the world is he doing that? I wrote a little piece on it, and I just put it up. I'm going to, you know, as we do sometimes, I'm going to read this, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. So this is one of my common sense entries. If you want to understand why President Trump defended Speaker Nancy Pelosi against the squad led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you need to become familiar with Willie Horton. He was a murderer from Massachusetts who played a pivotal role in the 1988 presidential election. In 88, George H.W. Bush was running against Michael Dukakis, the former governor of Massachusetts. While governor, Dukakis initiated a furlough program for prisoners. Horton, who was serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole, was part of this program. But Willie didn't come back to prison like he was supposed to from furlough. Instead, he raped a girl, knifed her boyfriend, and fled the state before being captured in Maryland. This event became the critical issue in the 1988 presidential election. Painting Dukakis as soft on crime, Bush 41 destroyed Dukakis, winning decisively. When asked, Willie Horton said that if he could vote, he would vote for Dukakis. This, along with Dukakis looking like a fool driving a tank, was the difference in the election. Now, here's the link. Just as Dukakis was hurt by the endorsement of a murderer and rapist, so was Speaker Pelosi hurt by being praised by President Trump. For the left, nothing Trump says or does is acceptable, so Trump's praise actually went a long way to unite the Democrats. But why would Trump want to do that? It's because he wants the Democratic Party to solidify around the ideas of the squad and not around the middle-of-the-road thinking. So when Trump praised Pelosi, it was just as much the kiss of death for her and the Democrats as Willie Horton's praise for Michael Dukakis' candidacy. Do you see the link, Jack Watts? And I got, just for fun, I put up a picture of Dukakis in the tank. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he even have a helmet on? Doesn't he have a helmet on?
Yes, he did.
Just like he was really going to combat.
Oh, and with his
face sticking out. Wait a minute. Do you know what Dukakis does now? He teaches, I think, either at Northeastern or BU, and he walks to work every day and picks up trash on the way to work. I said, "Oh, well, at least he's performing a civic duty somehow." Unbelievable.
Well, that's more positive than what he would have done as president. So we were really grateful. Even though, George Bush 41 was a decent president, not great, not like Reagan, but you know, he was not bad. He certainly was better than his son or Obama or Clinton. But you know, be that as it may, here we are now, and we have all of our little buddies out there. Just doing whatever they can to undermine this country. And, you know, even if they say, well, let's just say that they come up with some candidate that's middle of the road. They're so deep in with this stuff at this point that I don't see them extricating themselves from it.
But
I just don't. I think it's going to be very hard for them.
They threw their hat in the ring. I mean, with the things that they've said, how can you take back the Greenpeace? How can you take back, free medical for illegal aliens? You know, and there was a beautiful piece today that said Obama wanted people to pay for their health care. Remember, they had all of their 26 and you had to pay for it even if you weren't sick. That was that whole mandate thing. And now they want to give illegal aliens free health care. I mean, that's stopping short, throwing that thing into reverse and backing up as fast as they can. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think that it's going to get worse for them than better. I mean, that they're having a televised news conference with the squad, these four women of color. And, you know, and because they're women of color, we're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, better than anything else. Well, women of color, like somehow that makes them to where they can't be criticized. Not on WhatsApp. We'll criticize anybody for anything when they're wrong. Exactly. And as it should be. Now, you know, with Trump saying that they should go back to the countries where they belong, really what needs to happen is we need to vote them out of office. They need to have, candidates that, you know, that can go and you know, I don't see how Ocasio-Cortez can be voted out. Not with the district that she's in New York. I don't really know that much about Minnesota. I know that Obama put 150,000 Somalis in Minnesota, and now she is the result of what we've got from it. I know that for a fact. And at the same time,
The people in her district, though, think that she's gone too far the wrong way. So that may come back. And even Cortez, I think there's a lot of people there that, they only had what, 13% of registered voters even voted in her election. So I don't know.
Is that
but
right?
Now, yeah. And the other thing too, though, and they were just talking about it on the Five, was that the media left out the part where Trump said, why don't you leave, go back to where you came from, fix whatever it is that's wrong in your country, and then come back here and tell us how you did it. That's what he actually said, but they kind of cut it short, didn't they, when all they said was tell them to leave the country.
Yeah. Not
bad. That's the way the media works
now,
though.
Yeah, no, I get it. Seems to me that the more they talk, the better off we are.
Yeah.
For Omar's, do you know what Omar's favorability rating is?
I heard 9.
8%.
Oh. Call me a liar for 1%. Go ahead, brother. That's all
right.
Right. That's okay.
Right. That's that. I mean, you know, that puts her just above cockroaches.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Pelosi
kind of, it's
is much higher
though. Single digit.
Pelosi is much higher though.
Hers is up close to 40%, which is very surprising to me.
Yeah.
But you know, she's not a Muslim, and you know, she's not. She just is wrong. And
she didn't marry her brother to get into this country either, did she?
Fraudulently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal, and that none of these things are being pursued is absolutely crazy. I have heard, by the way, and I don't know that it's true, that Biden is really thinking of calling it quits, even though he's still in the lead. I don't think he's got a stomach for this, and I don't think that, I mean, he's just, it seems to me, and I don't know, this is my opinion, it seems to me as if he's really kind of losing it, and does not have the capacity to really just be there, and he, I don't think he's up to the task of doing this anymore. And I mean, I don't think he would have been a good president anyway, but I think he's just kind of like literally too old. And I mean, I know he's only 4 years older than Trump, but Trump is a vibrant man.
Yeah.
And Biden is just not.
Don't you think Biden is a little taken aback that the fact that all of these people in his own party are dragging him through the dirt? And I think, you know, from years past, I mean, 24 people running for president in that, I mean, that's ludicrous to begin with, but each and every one of them taking pot shots at Biden whenever they can. You know, and say, even, you know, what is he? He's 70, what, 76, 77 years old? Why in the hell would he want to do that? 78. That's even worse. Come on. I mean, he's, you know, he's almost an, what is an octarian? I just can't see that he wants to continue to be beaten up the way he has been. And I mean, they're bringing up stuff that he said 30 and 40 years ago. I mean, that's ridiculous. If you and I were caught with the things we said 30 or 40 years ago, we wouldn't be on the radio.
Well, that's the octogenarian.
Yeah.
That. I was glad you finished the sentence because I had to kind of come up with that one. They're out of the old archives. But, you know, I'm thinking that Kamala Harris is probably the most substantial person, but she is kind of, I mean, she's kind of bitchy, and she got where she got by sleeping her way to it.
Yeah.
That won't resonate with the American people. I mean, it's one thing for, you know, Trump to have nailed a couple of these women, but it's a big time different thing for a woman to sleep her way into the White House. That just doesn't cut it with the American. I don't think it ever will. You know, and you know, you got these idiots like Hildebrand and you know, Pocahontas is, I mean, she's just very fiery and everything, but she's just a little crazy.
Well, every time she opens her mouth, she goes further to the left. So she thinks that's Buttigieg, where this country is.
Yeah, Buttigieg, a failure as a mayor of a small town. That's all that he's ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama at least was a senator. I mean, you know, he's mostly a community organizer. I didn't even really quite know what that was before he ran.
I still don't know what.
And
what? I don't know. What, he starts up boys clubs and things or something? I have no idea.
No, yeah, you get people up in arms to gripe about
Chicago. Did a real good job, didn't he? What did they have, 550 murders so far this year? Yeah. Good job.
Well,
but now, wasn't there something else with Harris, too, though? Wasn't there something with Harris about, she was saying about the, you know, giving the money because of the, you know, the slaves and all of this. Didn't it turn out that her great-great-grandfather or something was actually a slave owner?
Yeah.
So,
this reparations issue is going to hurt a lot of people. And, you know, and are we just guilty because we're white when our ancestors came over, had nothing from Ireland? And after being oppressed by the British for 800 years, and somehow we're supposed to be responsible for what happened in America, 170 years before we were born? What kind of nonsense is that?
Yeah.
How crazy is that? And you know, and they get that about as fast as they'll get our guns.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you know, the way that they would do it would be to just have government give checks to these people, and then it raise taxes to pay for it, so that everybody is caught by it. Everybody, but you know, if you check off your race is black. You know, I wondered about this too, Dick. That you know they want everything to be non-binary gender. So you know, instead of me talking about you as he, I would refer to you as they. And you know because you know you don't want to be just a male. You know you're whatever you identify as. Well, what about race? Can you just identify as whatever race you want to be, too? I don't see where they're letting that one happen. And as far as identification.
I want to check. Along with everything else. Don't most of these people get a check every month anyway from the government?
Well, some of them do.
But they want more.
I identify as the point guard for the Boston Celtics. Does that mean I get to play some minutes in the game? I don't think so.
No, that means you're guaranteed $34 million. You're guaranteed $34 million.
Yeah. Is that I think $10 million is the baseline. You got anybody that plays for a team, I think that's the lowest salary they can get. And they're asking them,
well,
about oppression in America. My God, please oppress me with
what comes next. Are they going to take urinals out of men's rooms because women can't use them? Is that on the horizon too, along with everything else?
Well, let me tell you what they are doing. They are in places. They are putting tampon dispensers in men's rooms for men who menstruate.
Oh.
Do you know how many men menstruate?
There's somebody
None.
That has a bleeding hemorrhoid. And that's a real pain in the ass.
What? That I could see.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But,
will come in handy.
Here's the thing. God created man and woman. The Democratic Party has created all the other genders.
Absolutely.
And there are none. They want everything to be, what you deny the science that of global change. You're denying science. Well, they're denying science when it comes to gender. There are only two. Period.
That's it. Yeah.
And you're speaking about presidential candidates. The one with the Spanish name that has the eyebrows that kind of come together, Cesar something, said that he stood for abortion rights. For transgender women, for guys to take a sex operation to become women, and he wants them to have abortion rights.
Is this the same guy that said if we sent too many Marines to Guam,
guy running for president, one of the Democrats. He said it in the debates the other night.
Oh,
I thought to myself, what in the world is this guy talking about? A guy can have a sex change operation, but he doesn't, he's not going to have a baby. He can't have a baby. he does it, and Jesus was a male, and the Son of God, who is Father, not Mother, not he. God is not he or she. He is Father. In the Scriptures, is very clear about this, and you know what God says about Himself is what we have to take as the gospel truth. Period. So this is the stuff that we got going on with it. And Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. We're trying to de-nuke the North Koreans. We got the Chinese stealing our intellectual property all the time. We've got
Russia getting
corruption
in
the deep state. Corruption in the deep state that is going to possibly destroy our entire nation. And here we are having to spend time discussing trivialities like the Squad and Kotexes in men's bathrooms for the men who menstruate. And they and there are people who believe this nonsense. They're committed to it. It's just crazy.
But these are the same people that I saw a show where this guy asked four different people how many senators there are in this country, and it went from 1 to 400. In these five people, not one of them knew exactly how many there were. And that's what we're dealing with. And then we're dealing with Pocahontas saying, me go get beer. I want, me need beer. Give me a break. All of these people, what in the hell are we dealing with? And they berate and they want to impeach Trump, who has literally in 2 years, thank God, gotten rid of almost everything that Obama screwed up. And, I mean, again today, we hit more new highs in all of the indices. And they sit around and they talk about the middle class is hurting. Trump hasn't done anything for them. And these people have more money in their pockets than ever. And they opened a casino here last week in Massachusetts. And in 1 week, it generated $4 million in taxes for the state in 1 week. So tell me people don't have money. I don't buy it.
Well, the lower income people, their percentage of growth in wages is substantially higher than percentage-wise than people who make a lot of money. So lower income is up by 4%. People that make more money is up by like 2.5 to 3%. Now that's a little bit misleading.
Didn't you like the fact that Cortez, who was a bartender 2 years ago, says that they need a raise. The $174,000 is not enough. They need more money. Give me a break.
Well, they're not going to get more money. Nobody is going to allow that to happen.
Oh,
but
all
the indicators are for really prosperous times ahead. We wanted somebody in there, president, that would shake the things up, and we wanted somebody in there who would put Americans first, and we got it. He's a little rough around the edges, but you know what? So are we, and thank God that we are. And so, Richard, we are out of time now.
So we are men. We are men. We're not its. We're not she's. We are real men. Okay. God bless America. God bless you. Good night, everyone.
We'll talk to y'all. Listen, exactly right. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And keep us safe. until we meet again next week. Bye-bye.